This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking to Mary Rouse about the Arts and Education Spring Celebration. It continues through May 23rd with performances and exhibits weekdays from 11 to 1:30 p.m. at the Peoria County Courthouse Plaza. Mary, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, the Spring Celebration has been going on for as long as I've been in Peoria, and in fact, further back than that. Can you tell us a little bit about how it started and what the purpose of the event is?
Spring Celebration has been going on for 29 years. Mm-hmm. It started back in 1986 when Jerry Burkhart got the idea that he wanted the people of Peoria and the Peoria area to see some of the good that was happening in the schools and some of the things that the kids were doing. He wanted an event that everybody could come out and see that didn't cost anything, something that the kids could feel that they were really enjoying, their parents could come out and enjoy, their families could come out and enjoy, and just relax and get out of the schools and not have to pay for and see some of the good that was happening in the schools. So they brought their arts, their applied arts, their performing arts, their crafts, their creativity, and they brought it right downtown to the Peoria Courthouse Plaza on a beautiful, bright, sunny day, cloudy day. It didn't matter. Nobody cared because they were having fun.
And that's how I first discovered the Spring Celebration, is being down in the plaza and having lunch out at the carts, and there would often be a group, a musical ensemble performing out there. So why did you choose the Courthouse Plaza as the venue? What's the advantage to that location?
Well, it is actually coordinated by the Regional Office of Education, and it started with mainly the four high schools, mm-hmm. and has now flourished to schools with eight counties in the regional area.
And Mary, talk a little bit about not only your history with the arts, but now your history with the Spring Celebration program.
Well, I actually started as a music director 29 years ago. Not the very first year, but the second year, I was the choral director at Manual High School and brought my own groups down as a director. Later on, as a choral director and general music teacher at Peoria Heights High School. And now my own daughter comes down with Richwoods High School in the art department. So here I am 29 years later as the project director. It's sort of full circle.
And talk a little bit about that, what it means to you to having come full circle.
Well, a few years ago, I no longer worked as a director, and Sue Kingery, who was the project director at the time, doing a fabulous job, asked me if I wanted to come down and help her, and I said I was more than happy to come down and help her because I just enjoyed it so much. And when she asked me to take over, I said, absolutely, I just couldn't see this die, because this is something that generations of families and generations of kids come and see.
How many different schools or how many different kids do you have involved in this now? Because it seems like it gets just a little bit bigger every year.
Oh, there are over 100 schools involved, and over 10,000 students come down on the six-week period. There are probably thousands of parents, families, kids on a given day. The carts are full. The lines are full. The restaurants, I give them a schedule ahead of time. So many of them tell me that they order food, extra food, on these days. So we are sure to let them know ahead of time what's coming up. And they are wonderful to us.
Talk a little bit about the logistics of putting all of this together, because you've got every weekday for 6 weeks, and on each of those days, you've got multiple performing ensembles, and you've got multiple exhibits running. So, I mean, how much putting all of that together is there?
There's a lot. The planning starts in the fall. I contact the sponsors. The sponsors are wonderful. We could not do this year after year without those sponsors. Let's take a minute to mention those sponsors, maybe. The sponsors for the Arts and Education Spring Celebration are Caterpillar Incorporated, Associated Bank, the Peoria Tourism Reserve Fund, Commerce Bank, Peoria County, Southside Trust and Savings Bank, Heartland Bank and Trust Company, Heritage Bank and Trust Company, and new this year, we have Kidder Music. The City of Peoria and the County of Peoria, we could not do this without, because they are absolutely wonderful. The Tourism Reserve Fund that helps fund this through, and the Civic Center Tourism Fund, is just wonderful. They help us get things organized and everybody puts up signs and puts out flyers and lets their employees come during their lunch hours and deliver plaques at the end of our performances. It's just wonderful. But the logistics of it, the schools let me know what dates they are available, and then I get back with them and try and work it out to get their best date that works for them. Sometimes it takes a lot of work. They have to cancel. I try and work with them to reschedule. It's a give and take.
I wonder if you might share a story whereby a very, very young child attended one of these. Maybe they saw their older brother, older sister, and it affected them so much that they now have developed a great interest in one of the arts programs.
Well, I always say, a kid who starts singing in second or third grade, that second or third grade singer is going to be a middle school singer. That middle school singer is going to be a high school singer. I myself have seen some of my students go on to become professional singers. Some of them sing on stage. Some of them go on to be college singers. Some of them go on to be professional singers. Some of them you'll see on stage right here in Peoria with Peoria Players, and I'm so proud.
Well, around this time of year, people want to be outside more because the weather's getting nicer, and I'm sure that that means that more people are seeing and hearing from these programs. What kind of feedback do you get from people in the community who just stumble across, say, a middle school jazz band in the middle of one of their performances? What are you starting to hear back from the community?
The things that I hear is, keep this up. Keep this going. We're setting up chairs, and people come up, and they're just smiling, and they say, what's going on? Normally, they only see this at Christmas or on the holidays, and they're just smiling because they know there's going to be music. As soon as they see a sound system being set up and chairs being set up, they know there's going to be music. Or they see tables, and they see panels being set up. They know there's going to be an art display. On Wednesday, we had Whittier Primary School come, and the art teacher brought students, and they brought little looms and sat there and made bracelets. That's the kind of thing that you'll see at the spring celebration. Not just singing, not just bands playing and making beautiful music, which is wonderful, but you're going to get to see the applied arts. Peoria Heights High School brought their industrial tech department, and John Smith does some wonderful things over there at Peoria Heights High School with the industrial tech department. These kids are engaged and learning and making some really great things that they're going to take later into life to be able to do because they're going to be creative.
Something I think is so striking about the program is that it brings out the best in the children, but it's not about competition.
It's not about competition. The big thing is it's not competitive. It's the kids are rewarded at the end of a long year. My kids used to say they wanted to come do this because they couldn't wait to get to the Nut House to see who could get the most jawbreakers in their mouth. It didn't matter. They just were rewarded at the end of a wonderful long year with getting to go downtown and sing and dance. I had an email on the way out the door to come see you today from a teacher who did not email me in January to say that she was going to be here. She said, I forgot all about this. We come every year and we dance and we've been really busy. Can you find a slot for me? I said, I'm on my way out the door, but I'll get right back with you. Of course, I'll find a slot for you. We have dancers. We have drama groups. We have painters. We have ceramics. This is about everything. It's creativity at its best.
We've been talking with Mary Rouse about the Arts in Education Spring Celebration. Events continue weekdays from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Peoria County Courthouse Plaza through May 23rd. Thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. And please come down to the Courthouse Plaza and join us and get up there on the mic and tell us why you like art and what makes art work here in Peoria.
Nathan, speaking of art, Congressman Aaron Schock's Congressional Art Show is on display at the Peoria Public Library Gallery in downtown Peoria. These are works submitted by local high school students from all over the 18th Congressional District. You'll see paintings, drawings, prints, mixed media, computer-generated art and photography, just to name a few. The exhibit continues until May 3rd.
And Suzette, you may remember our interview with musician Jared Bartman last year. He's performing at the Contemporary Arts Center as part of their Live at the Five Spot series. That is tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.